Did you attend, serve, help decorate for, or send your little ones to a VBS this summer? I did. I'm sure many of you did. When my girls were younger, I searched out churches offering a summer VBS because I knew it would be great Bible teaching and fun for my little ones. And it was 3 hours of free time for mama. It was a win-win. For anyone who doesn't know, VBS stands for Vacation Bible School. And the name pretty much explains it because it's usually during summer vacation and it's sort of like school with classes where you learn about stories in the Bible and ultimately how much God loves you. Did you know the origins of VBS can be traced back to 1894? It's true. A public school teacher, D.T. Miles, who was also a Sunday school teacher, wanted to teach kids more about the Bible when they were out of school in the summer. She enrolled 40 students, and it lasted 4 weeks. A few years later in New York City, Ms. Walker Hawes, a children's church director, started an everyday Bible school for neighborhood kids. She rented out a beer parlor in New York's East Side and taught kids about Jesus all summer long. Word spread of Hawes' summer vacation everyday Bible school, and what you see today every summer at churches all over the world is a result. I have great memories of VBS. We would take up an offering each day for a missionary, and it was always boys versus girls, and who could bring the most money. We had one of those scales to weigh what was brought in, and it was so fun. I would save and roll pennies just to bring more weight for the girls. We may not have won in amount, but we won in weight on that scale, and that's all that mattered. Red Kool-Aid and sandwich cookies were the daily snack. We started each day with the pledges, and we ended every day singing Onward Christian Soldiers. It was great. The one thing I learned at VBS that still to this day I hold in my heart is a memory verse I had to learn so I could come the next day and get a prize. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. As an adult, I now look back and wonder why that specific verse was chosen about the devil creeping around wanting to eat me. But here's the thing, I've never forgotten it. And you know what? It's true. When we realize how much the devil hates us and wants nothing more than to ruin our lives with the deception, temptation, and lies he pours out in front of us every single day, we will be more inclined to be vigilant, to know and seek the truth daily, stand firm upon it, and allow it to shape our lives into who God has created us to be. That's the truth. I learned it at VBS over 40 years ago, and it's still shaping my life. Friends, God's word will not return void. Memorize it, share it, teach it, live it. Just like those early VBS teachers over 100 years ago, God has called us all to go and tell. The enemy is out there creeping around, and he is powerful, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm Lori Klein.